Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app. The 2013 Houston Texans season is over. Earth Movers bringing in dirt for the monster truck shows that will soon be here at Reliance Stadium. And as that's going on, the Texans cleaned out their lockers on Monday morning.
You ticked off about the way this season went?
Oh, man. That's beyond ticked off, you know. But, you know, now, you know, the best thing about it, you know, we can hopefully put it past us and, you know, learn from it. And hopefully we're not in the same situation again next year, you know. So hopefully everyone on the team learn from it and don't want the same feeling that we had in our mouth, you know, yesterday.
Along those lines, Jonathan, are you amazed at how things went so badly this year?
Oh, without a doubt. It's kind of hard to put your hand on, you know, what went wrong. But just over the course of the year, it was always, you know, if it wasn't one thing, it was another. You know, if it wasn't offense, defense 1 week, special teams 1 week. So it was just a mixture of everything.
After the exit, you know, with the coaches, I can see, you know, the mood with the coaches and everything like that, I mean, things haven't changed. The players, the moods haven't changed. So I really don't know. That's up to the front office guys to find out exactly what's going on.
What did Wade say to you guys yesterday?
We were just going out there and we were just trying to get a win. And that's been our goal here for the last quite a few weeks, and just to stay together as a team. And this team's got a lot of talent. We just got to find a way to win and make and try to eliminate the mistakes.
What's today like, you know, after what you've been through this season?
You know, obviously it's been, you know, tough. You know, losing's never fun. But, you know, you just try to, you know, see all the people that have helped you, and, you know, good to see your teammates one last time before you take a little time away from everything.
It's frustrating, but at the same time, it's kind of relieving. You know, it's been a long haul and long year. Try to get ready for next year. Relax a little bit, take a couple weeks off. Let the body rest up and heal up, and then get back to it.
It was tough, especially, you know, coming off a rookie year where we went, you know, what, 14-4 last year. And, you know, you're at the highest of highs and you go down to the lowest of lows. It's really tough. But, you know, as a young player, you're starting to learn the nature of this league. And, you know, performance is everything. If you're not making plays, you're not winning games. So just got to make sure that, you know, we correct it for next year.
Have you had a chance to kind of think about how crazy it was you came in as a third stringer and then you got to bring the starter?
You know, it's funny, on the flight back, from the game from Nashville, I was just thinking about everything that happened this year, and it's been such a crazy year for me, and I'm just happy the Texans took a chance on me, and hopefully I can perform in the upcoming year.
Different feeling than years past. You know, in years past, even before we were in the playoffs, 8-8, 9-7, or maybe you know, just kind of come up short and had a few wins that season but just didn't get it done. And this year's different, you know, kind of going through this streak and a season up and down, and lots of injuries and starters going out and just changes, you know, Coach Koo getting out of here. It's just different. You got to keep pushing as a player and test your character, test your will. But, you know, I give it up to the rest of the guys on this team and the coaching staff. No one kind of packed it in. And, you know, we had every excuse to, but we didn't.